You are welcome to the 5 Minutes Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible passage is 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 4, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by this ye might be the partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. There are two aspects to our salvation. There is deliverance. God wants us to be delivered from sin. Matthew 1:21 says, "You shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin." So the intention of God is to deliver us from sin, to deliver us from the sinful nature. But you know, as wonderful as that may sound, that is just an aspect. The real purpose is that he says that by this ye might be partakers of the divine nature. It is God's intention, desire for us to partake in his nature. When he made Adam, before the fall of Adam, Adam was made a partaker of divine nature. That is what God intends today. True holiness is having the nature of God. True holiness is not about, did you wear your wedding ring? Are you wearing earring? Are you wearing all of those things? True holiness is the nature of God. Divine nature. Adam was a partaker of the divine nature. Jesus was a partaker of the divine nature. We also must be a partaker of the divine nature. Sometimes we focus so much on having escaped the corruption that is in the world. We focus on the corruption. We focus on the sin. We even pat ourselves at the back. But the goal of God is being a partaker of the divine nature. And how do you partake? Through precious promises. That is through the word of God. You become a partaker of the divine nature. It should be a normal thing for you to experience the divine nature. Stop saying, "I am only human." He said, "You are a new creation in Christ." He said he wants you to be a partaker of the divine nature. Why then are you saying, "I'm only human"? Using that to excuse your foolishness. Believe in what he has said about you. To be a partaker, to be partakers, plural, of divine nature. God wants all of us to experience him. To be like him. That's what it means. For those whom he foreknew, he predestined to be conformed to the image of Christ. So it is God's desire that we experience him. We know what it is like him, to have his nature, his divine nature. So stop telling people that this is my own nature. Many people have been saying, "This is my nature, it's my nature, it's my nature." That means you are not born again, sir. It means you are not born again, ma. When you become born again, you are to have divine nature. Stop telling people from today, "This is my nature." Show the divine nature. What we want to see is Christ. We don't want to see your foolishness. We don't want to see your anger. We don't want to see your own way of life. What we want to see is Jesus. Stop saying, "This is me. This is my nature." He knew that your nature was sinful nature. So what did he do? He took care of it. That's why you escape the corruption that is in the world through lust. And so now, because of the cross of Jesus, you have escaped that. What a Christian is to show forth is divine nature. So what your spouse should see in you is a divine nature. It takes a divine nature that while you are being killed, you can pray for those who are killing you, that Father should forgive them. It takes a divine nature that while you are being stoned to death and your tongue is being crushed, your liver, your kidney, and the stone is piercing your spinal cord, you can still say, "Father, lay not this charge against them." That is divine nature. That is what it ought to be. But the one that you will get angry and hold each other's clothes and say, "I will show you today," that is your nature. Stop defending what Jesus came to die for on the cross. What you are to put forth now is the divine nature. What we want to see is the divine nature. What God wants to see in all of us is the divine nature. He made us a partaker of the divine nature. It is disappointing that those of us that he has made partaker of his nature, we are still expressing our nature. Stop telling people, this is my nature. Show people the divine nature. People want to see Jesus in us. They want to see Christ in us. I pray that they will see Jesus. They will see the divine nature in you, in Jesus' name. You can reach us on this WhatsApp number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Our email address is info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.